The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Your Tool Headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
See the marble truck that wrecked. Isn't that great? 38,000 pounds of marbles on the street.
And
I saw that. I was reading the paper Sunday morning, and I just took a photo and tweeted it out. I think it happened somewhere down south.
You must check on this yesterday, because I mentioned it to you Friday, and you never got to it. But the truckload of Skittles.
Oh, yes. I have that.
It was trending on Facebook all weekend. And
oh, we did talk about that. We talked about it was feed for...
And the number...
Off the air.
Oh, that was off the air?
Yeah. The number kept getting bigger and bigger about people who were talking about it and interested in it. Apparently, there's more to it than we thought originally.
Well, a load of red Skittles, a large box...
Red Skittles.
Of red Skittles specifically.
That's what the cows like, man.
Apparently.
Fell off the back of a truck.
By cows, I mean actual cows, not big chicks.
And people were wondering why this load of
red Skittles. We love your ladies, by the way. We love your ladies.
Was all over the ground, and they figured, and they figured out literally that a box fell off the back of a truck full of red Skittles. Now the red Skittles, the reason there was a box of them was because they were slightly misshapen. Skittles
They said,
"No, we're not going to put a misshapen red Skittle in the box." And so they had extras.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yes.
Farmers
use these for feed.
Got right. It. Well, not just, it's kind of a supplement to the feed.
Now, be that as it may, yes, it's a supplement to the feed.
Give a cow a treat, we always say.
So it was on the way to the farm, and it fell off the back of the truck.
Right. Oh, give them a little sugar. Fatten them up a little bit.
Give me a little sugar there.
Or maybe.
That's what they said.
Was it Wisconsin? So it might have been meant for dairy cows. So the milk's a little sweeter.
Or Packer fan.
That too.
Same thing.
Everybody likes Skittles. Be nice.
I know.
Yeah.
By the way, I like Skittles.
I did not think, and I saw this on the social media too, that a Falcon fan going around knocking cheese hats off all the Packer fans. I didn't find him a dick at all.
Where was he? One guy doing that?
Yeah,
I missed it.
He was just going down the concourse, knocking cheese hats off Packer fans' heads.
No fights, hopefully.
No, he didn't seem mean about it at all. Well, maybe he was.
I think if you're knocking someone's hat off, that's inherently kind of mean.
Yeah,
you're blocking the view, though, people. Then
this was in the concourse.
Really? Just walking down, knocking hats off.
This wasn't out in the stands.
He wasn't picking fights. He was just knocking hats off.
I'm not.
That's kind of picking a fight. I mean, they just lucky nobody swung.
Well, that is true. You don't knock somebody's hat off their head.
No matter what it is.
But cheese.
But I'm not wearing a cheese hat.
Cheese is not a hat.
Cheese is obviously a hat.
A Packer baseball hat you can wear. I'm not knocking that off.
No,
cheese is obviously a hat.
Yeah.
Since it's placed on one's head.
But obviously he felt that cheese was not a hat.
That doesn't mean you can knock it off someone's head.
I don't know.
Just because you place something on your head that may or may not be a hat does not give someone the right to knock it off.
Perhaps I'm coming from a different point of view, but I...
Was anybody knocking off pussy hats at the mat? You don't do that.
No.
You don't knock off a pussy hat, that's for sure.
No. Leave those alone. Yeah. And yes, Todd, that was Wisconsin, where
the Skittles fell
Skittles
off the
were all over the county highway.
And you said that was 38,000 pounds of marbles?
Marbles, yep.
That's 3.2 million marbles.
Can I have 3.2 million marbles, please? See, I didn't know how to do the math, so I just tweeted out, can I have 38,000 pounds of marbles, please, as, of course, the Animal House joke goes.
I just Googled how many marbles in a pound.
Really?
And it told me that generally there's 80 to 90 marbles in a one-pound bag. So I split the difference, 85.
Yeah. Sometimes there were bigger marbles, but your standard size marble,
that's probably
what they went
for. And if they're on the road, that's not safe.
Ask Niedermeyer.
Yeah, we used we played marbles as kids. A lot of times you'd mix in some ball bearings.
Yeah.
Steelies. We called them Steelies.
I never played marbles ever.
Really?
I've seen it, but I never tried it. Yeah.
Well, we didn't have a lot of entertainment in North Dakota, so recess was for marbles.
Man.
Specifically in grade school. Like second, third grade. I remember playing marbles all the time. All
right. You probably couldn't even bring those to school now.
Probably
considered
not.
A weapon.
No, they are. Yeah, they are. Right. They're hard. You throw a marble at somebody.
Oh yeah,
that hurts.
Especially the Steelies. With one of the bigger ones, you could hurt somebody. Of course, you could.
I don't remember playing marbles in grade school. I remember gambling in grade school, where you'd throw
your
penny up close to the wall or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a form of
gambling. Greg was shooting craps in Mississippi.
But you just draw a little...
Arkansas, whatever.
Yeah, a little ring in the sand.
I know how... I've seen marbles.
On the playground?
I've tried it. We were kids. I didn't know how to do it.
And you flick them with your thumb?
I'm aware of how people do it, I guess. But I never played. I don't get the concept. Right.
And then if you knock the marble out of the ring,
I know how it works.
You got to keep that marble.
Yeah. How'd the marble get in the ring in the first place?
Well, you have to.
And what's it doing there?
You have to
put That's how you start the game.
That's
a bunch
how you
of
play
marbles
the
in the
game.
Ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
You pull a cup up and they all just roll out.
You each throw a certain amount of marbles into the ring.
Yeah.
And then you get your shooting marble and you try and knock the other guy's marble
you
out
got
of
your,
the ring.
Your cue marble, as you
yeah.
as it were.
That's what it would be. And if you knock the other guy's marble out of the ring, you get to keep that.
Huh. That's North Dakota 40 years ago, Craig.
That's a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
Just North Dakota.
I'm sure we were not unique.
Oh, you weren't. People played marbles all the time.
I doubt we were the marble capital of the world.
Now they're just for decoration, right, basically? To put in, like, vases, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because they still make marbles. Who the hell has marbles? Really, that was a kid's toy, but now it's decorations. It's got to be.
Wow, people use that. They still sell them.
I know.
But not
38,000 pounds or rolled all over the highway and
the it was 2 million.
Yeah, I forget where it was, somewhere in the south.
Well, that had to make for hazardous conditions.
Well, there's a picture of it.
You
can't drive on marbles, man. First of all, the whole band falls down.
Yeah. Yep. Think you can't even walk on marbles. Now you got me scared of marbles. I hate driving on ice. I can't imagine.
Indiana.
Driving
in Indiana.
Yeah. And the eat me cake wiped out when it hit it. It was amazing.
Right. Went right into the stands.
Right.
It looks like most of them were on the embankment, not on the actual road.
Yeah, it looks funny, though.
Yeah. You got lucky there.
Well, I don't know if I'm buying this one from the stupid, stupid scientists.
I don't like anything they say because it's against my agenda.
No.
But
we are free to make alternative facts now.
Right.
Yes.
For 4 years, we'll be able to just say what we want.
Sure. We can say, as an alternative scientist.
which means I have a garbage man or something like that.
Some of my facts.
Well,
or a radio guy.
At BYU, you know how running as an exercise hurts your knees?
Yeah, it kills your knees.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
No.
No.
Apparently not.
Somehow it hurts mine.
Hurts mine.
Yeah.
It hurts your shins, doesn't it?
It makes sense. They say
you
that
shin splints. I know that.
They say that a new study suggests that running can actually help your knees. They say that running alters the chemicals in the knees in a way that keeps them lubricated. They say a half hour of running will reduce inflammation in the knees and could offer protection against joint damage. I never heard of such a thing.
No. Nor have I.
It kills your shins, though.
Always seemed pretty high impact to me.
It seems pretty high impact to me as well.
All depends on your weight, too. If you're a big guy running, though, it's probably not good for you at all. But, you know, I'm not going to argue with stupid, stupid scientists.
Well,
like the big guy who decides to start running in the commercial.
I love that commercial.
I don't get why they're using that, because I hated that song from the beginning.
What was it?
It's called Jeans On. When I wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I pull on my jeans and I feel, gotta hate that song.
It's
always have.
It's a black guy with a big belly run down.
Yes.
And his wife yells out, "You're doing well, honey. Shut up."
I don't even remember the artist of that song, but I remember having to play that song.
That's how old that song is?
It's probably late 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard
that. Yeah, me too. I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah, look it up, Puss. I think it's called Jeans On.
David Dundas?
See, doesn't even ring a bell.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah, that's the song. Yeah. 1977?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was still in high school.
David needs a
I thought
check.
That was I guess I just assumed it was a new tune.
So did I. Because I don't even know that song.
That was done in the old spirit, I guess.
It was a one-hit wonder from the 70s, and why are they choosing for that commercial? I don't know.
Because
he doesn't even have jeans on.
It's completely lost on me.
Yeah,
anyway.
Me too.
Luckily Keith Urban covered it in 2002. I'm sure he did it.
That's why it's famous then, if Keith Urban did
it. Yeah, because if somebody covered it.
I'm sure his version was much better.
Yeah, he's horrible also.
Oh, they apparently had marbles in Miami, Oklahoma, according to our pal Donnie. Not that Donnie.
Yeah.
But he was the marbles champ.
Good. We can stop that conversation right now.
And still has the trophy.
Good for him.
Well, you'd like to think he would. Mm-hmm. This... this sounds odd. A fire truck rushing to the scene of a wreck in Jackson, Mississippi, wound up causing even bigger traffic problems. A large piece of hose fell off the fire truck, damaging at least 10 cars on the way.
Whoa.
Let me see.
That's dangerous.
So it was like trailing behind, whipping around?
I guess so, yeah.
Hitting cars?
That's a big metal piece. It's big brass on the end of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and the hose itself is really strong material.
Todd got the pants made out of that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A fire hose pants?
Fire hose pants, man.
So that would be difficult, you would think, to
fire hose,
negotiate.
Work pants. Even though
you don't do work or a fireman.
I've never worked a day in my life.
you got to come here and put out some fires.
Yeah, right.
Over here at the...
At the radio.
At the radio.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.